Both President Bush and his Democratic challenger, John Kerry, are spending their last weekend of the campaign in the same handful of states. It's all come down to Florida and five states from the Big Ten Conference. We have two reports, beginning with David Wellner in Minneapolis.
The crowds kept getting bigger and the music louder as President Bush campaigned through Michigan, Wisconsin, and Minnesota yesterday. At the Target Center in downtown Minneapolis, some 16,000 supporters from mostly rural and suburban areas cheered the president in a state where a Republican last won a presidential race in 1972. As he's done throughout the Midwest, Mr. Bush urged his backers to coax out new supporters.
I'm here to ask you to ask your friends and neighbors to do their duty. Get our fellow Republicans to the polls. Get wise independents to the polls. Discerning Democrats like Mayor Randy Kelly from St. Paul, Minnesota to the polls.
The president's top political advisor, Karl Rove, told NPR he's confident Mr. Bush will win several Midwestern states where Al Gore won 4 years ago.
What's really interesting is the fact that in the upper Midwest, which has been historically Democrat, that everybody acknowledges that we've got a whole bunch of states in play that have traditionally not been in play, and one state, Iowa, which is very strongly in our column.
Minnesota, Wisconsin, and Iowa together have as many electoral votes as Florida, but political scientist Larry Jacobs of the University of Minnesota's Humphrey Institute says they were all but written off by Mr. Bush 4 years ago.
There's no question that in 2000, Wisconsin and Minnesota and Iowa were much more vulnerable than the Republicans realized. The president visited the region once, and the areas where he visited, he did particularly well.
Jacobs says conservatives have gained strength notably in Minnesota, but his colleague Stephen Scheer of Carleton College warns that gains Republicans have made in the state don't necessarily add up for President Bush, especially when it comes to his foreign policy.
Support for military action and for the war in Iraq has been a little lower in Minnesota than it has been the national average, and I also think that that is a problem for national conservative candidates like George Bush who have a high military profile.
Significantly, President Bush said nothing in Minnesota, nor at any other campaign stop yesterday, about the videotape of Osama bin Laden that appeared Friday. Rove said the president had already condemned the videotape in a statement Friday.
President said what he needed to say about it yesterday.
And we'll say no more until the election?
He said what he felt was appropriate yesterday.
The Bush campaign may not wish to emphasize that bin Laden is still at large, but other observers believe his reemergence will reemphasize the terror issue in ways that helped the president in the campaign's last days. David Wellner, NPR News, Minneapolis, Minnesota.